is going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of the BA Fitcast. I'm your host, Brandon Anglin, owner of BA Fitness in Orange County, and it's been a little bit. I don't think I've released an episode, and it's been about over a month now, and to be quite honest, life is busy, man. There's a lot going on. There's a lot of scheduling to do. There's a lot of, there's just a lot of stuff going on, so I apologize for you guys. I know about some of you guys have reached out to me and said you've been interested in where the podcasts have gone, where, you know, why aren't you doing them? So here we are. I'm doing my best, guys. So today I want to talk about a couple things. First, we're going to talk about me. We're going to talk about my training, my weightlifting, my nutrition, and just kind of where that's at. I also want to talk about a really cool event I got to do recently with a pretty well-known brand name. And I also want to talk about today's big number one topic. And that topic is dieting and nutrition during the holiday season. So sit back, relax, and hopefully you learned something. So first things first, let's talk about me. Let's talk about what I'm doing, give you guys a recap. So right now, for me, it's the holiday season. I am not dieting whatsoever. I'm not trying to present any sort of healthy physique, abs, anything like that. The big thing for me has been I'm trying to get as strong as possible. I've been lifting heavy, I've been eating heavy, and I've been doing, to be honest, only 3, maybe 4 really big workouts a week because my body's been so taxed. But the one thing I have been working on that isn't weight related during this time is my range of motion. Now, one thing that I'm really proud of myself for doing is I am currently 250 pounds, which is pretty big for me. That's on that's definitely on the heavier end for my comfort zone. My breathing's definitely heavier. My, you know, just walking around weight is different. So anyone who's kind of fluctuated in weights knows what I'm talking about. But right now, 250 is a big weight for me, but my flexibility is way up there with as good as it's ever been. My squat depth is amazing, my hips, my range of motion, all these things that I've been working on for quite a long time. I'm very excited to say that they're hanging in there, especially with my increase in weight. Anyone who has been battling range of motion issues, or anyone who has been working on increasing their range of motion, knows how important that is. They know how tedious that can be, and especially when you're a bigger person. So really, that's been all I could really ask for while gaining strength. I don't expect to keep all the definition in my skin. I don't expect to keep the same small waist that I've had, but I'm really proud of the fact that I've kept that range of motion. So that's something I'm going to keep working on. That's something I'm going to incorporate more in my clients' plans, and that's something that I think anyone out there who is currently strength training at all, just keep that in mind. Work on your range of motion. Don't neglect it. Don't be the guy who doesn't warm up or stretch afterward. Take some time. I've been taking about 15 to 20 minutes before each workout, just going through my range of motion, going through all my different warm-ups, making sure that I'm ready to go. And I think that's really helped out a lot. So keep that in mind, guys. The next topic I want to talk about, and we're getting into it pretty quick, is I got to go to a really cool event recently. And what that event was I was invited to go to Quest Nutrition's all-company meeting, which was it was hosted in the Pacific Palisades, I believe. It's Rancho Palos Verdes. It's a place I've never been, a resort called Terranea. I don't know. I'm not going to try and pretend I know how to pronounce the name, Terranea. It was really cool. I got invited to go there because I'm part of what's called the Quest Squad. And the Quest Squad is basically, for the most part, I just kind of help promote the Quest Nutrition brand. I kind of keep a positive vibe on my social media, and I kind of just I give out their products where I can. But for the most part, I'm a positive presence for them on social media. So that's what we do as part of the Quest Squad. Now, it was really cool because they invited me to come to this yearly meeting they have because they wanted to present me and a couple other people who are part of this group in front of everybody, and we were part of a panel where the company members, the employees, the owners, everybody got to ask us different questions. They got to ask us about, you know, how we view the products, what the promotion tools that they give us look like, all these different things that I never really thought I would be invited to be involved in, honestly. For a lot of people out there know who Quest Nutrition is. They know that they have pizzas, they know that they have like bars and stuff like that, but it's really interesting that such a big company still wants to know, like, they want to know what the small consumer thinks. They want to know, you know, the four of us that were there were so very different. Me, I'm a personal trainer and social services worker. There's another girl there who is a Los Angeles County sheriff. There was another girl there who was a fourth year in her residency for, she's becoming a doctor. And then there was another kid there who does a bunch of other things, including training. And so it was interesting to see the demographics that they chose to have, but not only that, but how they treated us. And it was really cool because as a social media presence, I hate the word using influencer, but as someone who promotes for brands and as someone who kind of partners with them, I've never been part of a process where the company truly kind of cares about us. They show us a lot of love rather than expecting the love to be shown the other way around first. So I don't know. The point is, it was a really, really cool event, and I got to spread my knowledge and what I had to say about the products. I got to give them information that I got from you guys every time I give you guys stuff. I even got to give them some critique, some things that they were looking to do better in. And so, you know, to be honest, it's kind of cool because to think about it, they might put out some sort of new product coming up here in the next year, and it might be something that you guys have talked to me about because I got the chance to bring it forward. So I don't know. That's really cool. That's exciting. But that's the end of that. That's, you know, kind of what I wanted to touch on. But the main topic for today, let's talk about nutrition and eating during the holidays. Now, most people think that during the holidays, it's almost impossible to diet. It's almost impossible to keep a somewhat healthy lifestyle. And now that's pretty accurate. There's a lot of different holidays. There's Halloween. There's a ton of candy going around. There's Thanksgiving. There's Christmas. There's, you know, all these different things that are presenting themselves in your daily life that will make things hard. So number one, my ultimate rule is it worth it? Now, what does that mean? A lot of people will say, Brandon, just eat the donut. It's no big deal. It's just one donut. Enjoy your life. Live your life. Now, I agree with that. I think you should eat the donut. I think you should enjoy your life, and I think all that's good and fine. But I'm also a big believer in the fact that you don't have to eat every donut. So just because someone presents that donut in front of you today doesn't mean you need to eat it. What if someone presented you a donut every hour? Would you then say, it's just one donut, just eat it, enjoy your life? No. You would probably pick one, and that'd be the donut you ate. And that would be the healthy way to go about things. And so that's the kind of mindset you want to keep in the back of your head during the holiday season. So when the office is having a potluck, maybe you have some good stuff, maybe you have some healthy stuff, but ultimately the healthy stuff should be the majority. A lot of times, I've been going out to lunches a lot lately for holiday parties, going out for birthdays. Those are really, really easy times to fall off your diet and nutrition. Those are easy times to get a super high calorie dense meal and throw off any sort of progress you've had for the week. So that's also a place you can save your diet. So make sure you're making smart choices. If you're going out to dinner or you're going out to eat somewhere and you know you want to make a smart choice and you don't want to splurge, it's really simple. Figure out what kind of vegetables they have. Make sure they're steaming them or they're grilling them or it's something that's not just drenched in butter or oil. And then you can get chicken or you can get steak. Or, to be honest, any sort of protein is going to be a good way to go. And so then you've got a full meal. It's probably not going to be very caloric dense, and you're still on track. So don't worry about it too much, guys. Every meal isn't going to make or break you. You want to be able to have fun. You want to be able to enjoy yourself, but be smart. Keep these thoughts in the back of your mind, and don't quit just because it's the holiday season. Everyone out there has got different goals. Everyone out there is doing different things to better themselves and live a happier life. But if your life is to become health, if your goals in your life are to become healthier, then you can still do that during the holiday season. You can still do that while eating well, and you can still do that without feeling like you're being left out. So anyway, guys, that was my quick rant for today. I just wanted to give you guys a quick little episode and let you know I'm still out here. I'm still working for you guys. I'm going to try and get some better guests on pretty soon. But with that being said, I really appreciate everyone who's still listening. If you have any questions about fitness, health, nutrition, please, please, please feel free to email me. You can go to my website. All that information you can find on my Instagram. It's at Brandon_GetFit. That being said, guys, I hope you all stay happy, stay healthy, stay motivated, and I'm going to catch you on the next one.